Governor Mike Dunleavy has vetoed a bill that would ban firefighting foam containing PFAS. The harmful compounds, also known as forever chemicals, have polluted drinking water across Alaska. The bill passed the state House and Senate almost unanimously. The bill's co-sponsor, Democratic Senator Jesse Kiel of Juneau, said the veto came as a shock.
I'm not sure which stage of grief I'm in exactly, but I'm not past anger.
In his veto letter, Dunleavy cited concerns about a lack of alternatives for the foams, which are often used to fight fires at airports. In Alaska, firefighting foams are believed to be the single biggest source of PFAS contamination, which has been linked to a higher risk of some cancers. Earlier this year, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency proposed new standards to limit PFAS in drinking water. Alaska doesn't regulate PFAS, but if the new federal standards take effect, then the state will be responsible for cleaning up contaminated water. Kiel said his bill was designed to prevent further contamination.
Without state legislative action, the message from the Dunleavy administration is only the federal government can be counted on to get poison out of Alaska's water. I don't believe that's right.
Governor Dunleavy's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Lobbyists like Adam Ortega with the nonprofit Alaska Community Action on Toxics have been calling for regulations on PFAS for more than a decade. He said the veto was extremely disappointing, especially because the bill earned bipartisan support.
It's super counterintuitive, and yet again, Dunleavy does not care about his constituents.
According to Ortega, the bill's specific focus on firefighting foam still falls short of the regulations needed to curb widespread PFAS pollution in the environment.
It's the bottom of the barrel, but we're still fighting to get it passed, and as you can tell, not going very well.
In the past, Kiel has proposed more comprehensive PFAS bills, which ultimately failed. Now, the only chance for this latest bill to pass is if lawmakers vote to override the veto. Vetoes are rarely overridden, but Kiel said he hopes to try during next year's legislative session.